Good morning. How are you? Truly blessed. So there was a couple themes, but we'll see if anybody gets it. What was the theme that could be in all three of the readings today? Sight, it's people who see and people who could, and another thing was light. You know, in the second reading it talks, awake, O sleeper, rise from your sleep, and Christ will give you light. Because light helps us to see. And if you notice in the first reading, the people are looking for the king in a different light. And he says, God looks into the heart. He sees differently than man sees. And then in the gospel, we see the difference between those who are blind spiritually and those Christ gives sight to. And so what we are called to do is walk in this light. And this light is the light of faith, hope, and love. The three theological virtues. And to see all life in this light is the way we must live. But most people, you know, when I used to be out at Penn State Barron, I'd walk out there at night when I was chaplain, and most people, I believe, just live in a fog. You know, they just kind of live, and even people that come to church, they just live in a fog. They just think, that there's no light. There's just darkness. They don't see things. And this past week, I know I met someone who did not see things correctly. You know, I was in New Orleans all week doing a parish mission, and it was a great blessing. You know, someone hadn't been to confession and came to me in 61 years. Can you imagine? 61 years in darkness, and a lot of 50 years, so it was a great mission when it comes to that. But then I had to go up and speak to high school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then up there it was a great thing, because I had spoken there 13 years ago, and I took a kid and I punched him in the arm, and I told him, you're going to be a great priest, now be a priest. And he is now the priest chaplain of the high school I just went and spoke at. It was a great time. So it was like, and when he got up and talked about that, it was funny. But on the way up, I stopped to get some breakfast at IHOP. It's one of my favorite places, IHOP. So I go head up, and I was the only one in here. And the woman came up to me, and she gave me a menu. And she sat there and said, oh, Father, here, just go to the back. That's where the senior menu is. Yes. Yes, she was blind, so I'm sure I was like, she did not see correctly. But there was something great on that senior menu, and I ordered from it, but that was all beside the point. Oh, it ruined my day. Anyway, we come today, though, and we got to start living in the light of faith, hope, and love. And that means we got to start seeing the reality the way God sees it. First of all, that we have faith. Now, faith goes against all the doubt and the darkness in our life. Remember that the devil, when he first tempted Eve, he tempted her by asking a question and instilling doubt. You know, did God really say? And we have all these doubts that the devil throws at us. And, you know, we see all this, it seems, supposed darkness. And you go on all the Facebook and everything else, and all these people who claim to be Christians are in such darkness. They just see darkness. They just see garbage, right? Today in the gospel, you know, here's Jesus heals somebody. And what do the Pharisees say about him? He's a sinner. We know he is not of God because he broke the Sabbath. Great darkness. Yet they thought they were in great light. And today some people have all this, I have great faith. Look at the rules. Look at the rules. If you're looking at rules, rules have nothing to do with faith. You look at Jesus for faith. And then when you have this faith, you know that no matter how dark the darkness is, the light is always stronger, as I have talked about 100,000 times, that we need to be the people of the light who brings light to the darkness, not continue to curse the darkness. When we awake from this sleep, then we start living, seeing things in the light of faith. So when we look at the light of faith, we always are people who get to the next thing, that we are people of hope, that no matter how dark the darkness gets, no matter who's around us, no matter what's going on around us, God is always going to win. That we need to be hope in this life today. Think about how many people you know, and maybe it's us, who are always the ones complaining about how things aren't going right, how bad the world is. Well, that's great. But it doesn't change anything. It just brings us all down, right? We need to be these people of hope. That's why I started the Reason for Our Hope Foundation. That Jesus always is going to win. The light is always stronger. So that no matter how bad it is, we need to be these people of hope. We see the world differently than Fox News or CNN News or any of them. We don't look at the world that way. If you do, there's a problem. We are Christians. Again, yesterday at the men's conference and at the mission this week, I always end the mission, I always end men's or women's conferences with the same thing. Will you give your life to Jesus? If you're willing to give your life to Jesus, stand up with me and they say the sinner's prayer, and I say very simply, you're not your own anymore. You belong to Jesus. You just died. Now Christ raises you up. So we need to make sure that we see things as God sees things. We see things with the eyes of faith and of hope, correct? And then the last way we look at life is the command of Jesus himself. We look at all things with love. And that means that, you know, again, people love to condemn others. I do it. It's part of the reality. But that's not the way God is. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, correct? He didn't so hate the world. And then after that, we know, because you've had me all these years, John 3:17 says, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but to save it. And see, this got to be us. That if God does not condemn the world, we cannot condemn the world. Again, as I've told you before, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, what's the only sin she said she never had to confess? That she judged anybody. And when I read that, I thought, I'm going to hell for sure. But then the second part was when they asked her, Mother, how could you say you've never judged anybody? And she says, because if I judged them, I couldn't love them. Wouldn't that be great if all of us decided to stop judging everybody in our lives and in the world? We decided to love them. Again, it takes a different way of looking at things. There's plenty to judge for everything. Isn't there plenty? There's plenty to judge in my life and in your life. Every one of us, if you put our life up and say, let's look at it, everyone here could pick out at least 20 things that we could be judged on, correct? Every one of us. But or we can decide to look differently, to look at each other with eyes of love, to see these things of affirmation, to build one another up. It's both there and it's always there. It's how do we see? What is our perspective? Is our perspective on life of faith, hope, and love? Or is our perspective in life on judgment and anger and disgust and judgment and all these things? God's calling us to be different. And it's a process. None of us it happens instantly to. But when you and I start thinking, okay, this is what God wants. He wants me to walk in the light of faith, hope, and love. To live a life where I see the way God sees, not the way the world sees. If we all start doing that, we'd have to start locking the doors because too many people would try to get here every Sunday. Those people see so differently there. They look at everything with faith, hope, and love. That's got to be our goal. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.